It's not a kind journey. Now I'm more sick to the extent that yeah, fires. Ugogo, ugogo no makhosi.
It all started out with seizures, headaches, sore feet, hallucinations and weight loss. Little did then 15-year-old Nomfundo Dlamini know that these were signs of an ancestral gift. After spending close to 80,000 rands of her family's savings in her training, Dlamini's health deteriorated even further. That's when she met her mentor, Mam Dube, who trained her to become the healer she is today. Now 29, Dlamini is a new age sangoma who's taken advantage of the ever-growing digital space, both in her practice and on her journey to the top of the corporate communications sector. She sat down with me, Mulebuhe Mokoka and Palisa Dlamini, to reflect on the gift that nearly killed her. You're listening to the Winning Women podcast.
Gogo's journey started probably when I was 14, 15. I think I went on a school camp one day and suddenly I came back having what people would call, I think, fits or amafufunyan. I'd seen almost like a snake figure and I couldn't stop screaming. So like I went from not stopping screaming there and they calmed me down to going every other day skolweni. And like I have periods where I'm just sitting in class and I blank out and all of a sudden that thing, and just scream. But no one knew ukuthi yini, you know. And then as time went by, I think the helper at home told my parents, ukuthi, no, guys, I think there's something more going on here. Like, how is she just collapsing in class, crying, screaming all the time? So I think Aunt Wasekhaya, she then said, you know, I know that you guys like don't believe in this stuff. So there was a prophet in that area who, when my family took me there, she did help me, but she didn't tell me ukuthi I was gifted, you know. So over the years, I would go to her when like this stuff would start, but I didn't really know, you know. Over time, it just wasn't stopping, and I was developing more symptoms, let's put it like that. So, like, life started becoming difficult, you know. So, I had been dreaming all my life, but I never connected my dreams to me becoming a healer. In fact, I don't think at any point anyone thought I would become a healer, you know, like we just thought, but she'll be fine. I think eventually I started having weird interactions with people, you know, so I'd be in a mall and I'd be like, okay. So the long and the short of it is that eventually I started getting really, really sick. Eventually they take me back to this lady. And this lady is just like, girl, I held out for the longest time. You know, but now I really need to sit you down and tell you, Uti, you are going to become a traditional healer. I don't think you've got a choice in the matter. And I think this is what you need to do. So the interesting part is that I did go and train. And I thought, geez, it's going to be like a good 3-4 months. I'll go home and I'll get my life back. Surprise, surprise, I did go and train. Came home, got even more sick. Now I'm more sick to the extent that actually now I'm like, nyafa. And in the year where I started training, my mom had just passed away. So my family was really at a point where they're like, sazi manje angitsuhambile wayolanda lento ngiyagula futhi and I'm like actually I'm not going to tell my family ukuthi I'm not okay because I'm just not sure. I've spent so much money. I had spent at least over 80,000 rand to date at that time. Sure. Just trying to sort my gift out with this one lady. And I was so sure ukuthi yazi kuzohamba kahle. One thing belengkotolene but ngiwome ngibe like a log, you know. So noma bathi banginyakazisa kithi even now mangibamba izandla zami sihlale zibanda. Ne? But lapho ngaba
yabo
yeah. So githa ngithabazi ukuthi bayephi mina ngiyazi ukuthi ish okay lo mama lo uhlala eduze and ngeke wangifonela wangibuza ngathi githi hayi cela ningiseni lapha so masifika lo avelash ukuthi hayi yena uzozama like ukungisiza but she's not sure ukuthi uzokhona na ukungisiza because at that time sengicedile ngithi esikolweni at least I could go back to varsity finish that last paper then I got my honors. But manje ngifuna umsebenzi angikhona ukuthola umsebenzi and I remember izinto zam shook the ways that says he bad ngakhona ugogwami ngizalayo umama ka baba she would talk like ebantwini ukuthi yo waze wathwasa umntana waba useless so ngathola lo mama lo but lo mama condition it was ukuthi hey ngoba sizivele wena ngathi uyafa kushuthi wabiza ne family yam naye obatshela ukuthi because she doesn't know ukuthi uzokhona ukungisiza shitha ngeke ngimbadale yabo ngithi sizoyikhuluma leyo ndaba ifa khonile ukungisiza ukuthi phambili siyakuphi so in other words manje siqalela phansi ku zero manithwasile angithi abancane kunawe mele bakugucele bakuphe leyo nhlonipho ukuthi nawe uyawuthwasile but mina kimi mangifika bengekho leyo nto so I could see ukuthi khona le nkulumo ngami engayazi ngiyemgidini angithi masigida sizogida nje so lelanga leli khanda lami kube ngathi langisinda yabo mara mangiloku ngigida shithi ngibona ama picture ngabantu uyabona ngiye kulomuntu lo ngimtshele mara wonke lo muntu mangimtshela izinto zami engimtshela zona uyavuka ngithuke ngikhumula impahla zami ngene emotweni ngihambe ngikwaluma shithi ngafika nje egedini idlozi selibhonga kuyilo elimemezayo egedini. Agijima ugogo aze egedini. Ngeza nje idlozi libonga. Kuthi naye le nto le thina besiyifuna. Wena usiphile ubunyanga bethu.
Your parents, how did they react to the whole thing?
So I think my dad passed on when I was quite young, around 7 months. So okay. He was not involved, but his mom is born again Christian even now. And she just... she doesn't like it, but I think she loves me. So she's fine with me. She's just not fine with my gift. And then on my mom's side, my mother knew, you know, ish, this one is a bit different. And so by the time my mom passed on, I think my mom could see where it was going. But I think just on a personal level, it was something that she wouldn't go through, but would probably have supported me through.
With regards to your religious beliefs, did they ever clash with your gift?
No. So I think when I mentioned my gifts, I did say Uti, one of them is Tsunya, right? So Tsunya is the gift of prophecy, which largely comes from the church. A lot of traditional healers, remember, were no longer allowed to practice. You know, it was deemed as witchcraft and. And so in a sense, we were forced, whether we like it or not, to kind of believe in the Bible, you know? But people never want to talk about those parts when they talk about traditional healers, you know? I don't know if I believe in God, but I do believe somehow in light.
How have consultations been since COVID-19?
We don't mind doing consultations over the phone, but consultations are really, really personal. And we would like to see people face to face. And even for us, like, yazi khona isikhathi la ufuna ukuhleka khona, uxoxe nje nomuntu nidlale, so that nawe umoya wakho uzojabula. But if umuntu is not here, ubeka isikhathi ukuthi eish, the next consultation, we are one. So I think it makes them less personal. I think for me, it's been a constant flow, you know, like at times I even try and take a break because I feel like I can't breathe, you know. But I think for the most part, that has been one of the best things for me during this period. So consulting with people and realizing, Guti, the messages from the ancestors still promise Uguti there's life after this.
Do you feel like as traditional healers, you have been left out of the whole COVID-19 battle?
You know, I think in the beginning, I felt that way. But as I went deeper into my thinking, I then thought, Uguti, this was a situation that should be challenging us as Africans, Uguti. Well, you guys should be at the forefront of a lot of the things that are happening in your own country. And take the blame if you're not at the forefront, because it's because you've been relaxed and you've allowed people to actually, like, just sideline you and you be fine with that.
Is there a struggle in balancing the two sort of corporate side of your life and the traditional healer part of your life, or you found a way to bring them together? Or
I think it's a difficult one, that one, because I think for the most part I wasn't finding difficulty balancing, because I thought, okay, I go to work Monday to Friday, and then on weekends I do my healing work. But now, because I'm getting more interested in my healing work, I find days where I'm like, do I have to work today? Can't I just help a few clients out, you know? So in that regard, I think it does get tough, because as opposed to what I thought before, because I thought, geez, these people are wasting my time. Do they really think I'd want to and help people? But now, because I'm gaining more interest, now I'm like, ish, maybe actually what's going to happen to my life is that I'm going to leave corporate and do healing on a full-time basis, you know, which is something that I had never thought about until this year. But what I like about my healing work is that just on a corporate level, yes, I want to, guys are vicious, you know. So I do get an extra level of protection because my ancestors do show me things ahead of time, you know, and that I'm always really grateful for, because I think even opportunities at work, whatever's coming my way, my ancestors do give me signs. Even if I shouldn't be coming to work on a certain day, I will not arrive. Trust me.
How do you handle criticism?
I've been criticized throughout my journey, and I think that's why I'm okay, you know, because from the onset, no one was ever saying to me, you'll do well. You know, which is fine, because remember, Guti, my ancestors are the ones that chose me. They're the ones that knew, Guti, sizohamba kanjani le ndlela le. I just needed to trust them. But really, on a level of criticism, I think even traditional healers are very critical people. You know, it's hard for you to get from someone who's a healer a congratulations or you're doing well in this path. So it's not a kind journey anyway. I could do this interview and be criticized for telling my truth.
That was Nomfundo Dlamini telling us about some of the challenges she's had to overcome to become the winning woman she is today. Tune in next time as we continue to search for more of South Africa's winning women. And until then, keep following us on our social media platforms, #winningwomen.